I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Katherine Braun from the Cincinnati Reds front office is in the front row with Betsy Ross now with a preview of next weekend's Reds Fest.
It is anticipated all year long, and it's just around the corner. And no, we don't mean the holidays. We mean Reds Fest. Reds Fest, once again, is coming back to Cincinnati, and it is a big deal. It has been growing, and I guess you can use the cliche, bigger and better than ever this year. And to talk about Reds Fest is Katherine Braun. She is the promotional events manager for the Cincinnati Reds. Katherine, thanks so much for being with us on the front row.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
I mean, Reds Fest has really exploded over the last few years. If you are a Reds fan in particular, or even a baseball fan in general, this is your weekend. And I think that it is anticipated about as much as Christmas is.
It sure is. People are very excited. They buy their tickets in advance. They line up hours before the doors open, and they're just really excited to be there all weekend long.
It is a very, very special event, and I think that the Reds have to be commended for really making this such a fan-friendly event. I mean, it is something that any baseball fan would enjoy.
Absolutely. Thank you. We work really hard on it. We want fans of all ages to enjoy it. There's so many different things to enjoy inside it, and we're looking forward to it this year.
It is coming up, as I mentioned, it's at the Duke Energy Convention Center, downtown Cincinnati, December 7th and 8th, 2 days. And you really make sure that there is something for everyone. You know, we kind of talked about the hardcore fans, but there's something for kids, too. Just kind of go through the list of what fans will see this year at Reds Fest.
Okay. The first thing is when they walk in the doors, the first 10,000 fans each day will receive a Reds winter headband. They'll also receive a Reds Fest backpack filled with goodies. People line up early for those. And then once they get inside, we have autograph booths for players. We have photograph booths for players. We have batting cages, speed pitches. There's a main stage. There's a couple of baseball fields. There's Reds Authentic, so they can use or they can buy game-used items. Signed by players. There's Reds memorabilia. A bunch of the memorabilia galleries are there. The team shop, the Reds Heads Kids Club. You can become a member for 2013. I guess what's new this year is the biggest thing is we have expanded into the third floor of the convention center, and we're going to have a huge kids area. So it's just going to be like a big kids playland with batting cages, speed pitch, trampolines, arcade games. You name it. It's just going to be really exciting to be upstairs. So make sure everyone checks out the third floor as well as the main floor.
And I think that just looking at it as a practical manner, baseball teams, Reds, any team really wants to grow that young audience. I think that you know any sport kind of looks around and says, how do we get the next generation to be fans? So that's one thing that you've really concentrated on. With you mentioned the Reds Heads Club, the activities at Reds Fest. You want to bring those young fans in.
Exactly. And the Reds Heads Kids Club has really grown over the past 2 years. We have thousands and thousands of members. It grows every single year. And this year they're going to have two booths at Reds Fest. So there's going to be one downstairs and one upstairs. Next year we're going to be rolling out a kids club for younger kids. So we're always trying to get young fans and then grow them into our paying fans later in life.
When you talk about having all these activities at Reds Fest, and you mentioned that you know there's player autographs, there's a player question and answer, the players really seem to buy into this as well.
They really do. We ask that they come both days. Most of our players do come both days. But they get into it. They have things on the main stage they participate in, such as a press conference with kids. They sign autographs. They take photographs. They participate in the poker tournament. We have a reading room where they read books to kids. So they get into it, and they really, really like it and appreciate that, you know, over 20,000 fans come out in the middle of December to see them, and they're excited for next season.
We are talking with Katherine Braun. She is the promotional events manager for the Cincinnati Reds, talking about the upcoming Reds Fest event. It is December 7th and 8th downtown at the Duke Energy Convention Center. You touched on the poker tournament. That is really a nice twist. And again, the players really get into it. I mean, they are there. Talk about how you set up the poker tournament, because this is a staple. I think this is something that Reds fans, or you know, just frankly, people who like to play poker like to get into it as well.
Mm-hmm. The poker tournament is Saturday. It starts at 4 o'clock. The doors open at 3. It's on the third floor of the convention center. Every table has a celebrity, whether that's a player, a former player, or a media celebrity. And if you knock out the player on that table, the player will actually take off the jersey they're wearing, sign it, and give it to you. So it's a really cool thing that you get to play poker with the player, and you have that incentive to knock them out and get an autograph. Literally the jersey off their back.
You do get the shirt off their back.
Yes.
And this all benefits such a terrific cause, the Reds Community Fund, that gives back so much to the community, and not just during baseball season, but I think that we see the Reds Community Fund do good works throughout the year in Reds country, not just right here in Cincinnati, but they do a great effort in outreach into the other markets, surrounding markets here around Greater Cincinnati.
Correct. They invest more than $1 million annually into baseball-themed programs throughout Greater Cincinnati. So they have five main programs that they invest dollars into. And every dollar that comes in, they invest it right back into the community. So it's a really, really great nonprofit foundation that we have. So the poker tournament, all the money goes to the community fund along with Reds Fest as a whole.
Mm-hmm. If I've never been to Reds Fest, and if I'm asking you about what is the one thing that I should see or I should go to or I should participate in when I go to Reds Fest, what would you suggest?
I would suggest standing in line to get the photographs and autographs of the minor leaguers. They typically don't have long lines, so you can go and get a lot of them. At one point, Jay Bruce had no line because he was a minor leaguer and no one knew who he was. So I would recommend that you do that. You can get the more, you know, you can get there, get through the lines really, really quickly instead of staying in line for some of our bigger guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in a few years, you could be really happy that you did that.
that's a very good suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, you could have gotten Joey Votto's picture, you know,
right,
not so long ago.
Right, exactly. So I would recommend that as more bang for your buck.
Yeah, that's very true. Some of the other things that you touched on, usually a kids' news conference. The players come out, and usually Dusty is there as well, and they'll do like question and answers for, you know, the entire group.
Yeah.
Why do you think that? I mean, the players don't have to get all in with this. I mean, you know, they could show up and kind of shake some hands, but I mean, they really get into it. They seem to really enjoy being able to interact with the fans like this.
Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of really great guys. They're all just, you know, stand-up human beings. And I think they realize that the fans are what makes their experience as a baseball player so great when they're here playing in Cincinnati. So I think they want to give back to those fans, and they know what a big deal it is for a fan to meet them or see them or talk to them. So I think they get excited. They get, you know, it excites them for the next season, and they're just happy everyone comes out to see them.
Are we going to have Bronson Arroyo play again this year? Is his band going to come?
I'm not sure. Our main stage schedule is still being worked out, but we will find out.
Yeah, because usually he's up there and does a couple of sets. And,
uh-huh.
And you know, if you haven't heard Bronson Arroyo, and you know, we kind of laugh about his band and some of the time that he takes, but yeah, he's good.
He is. He's multi-talented. He's
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, he's a very good musician. So Reds Fest is something that I think that most Reds fans will have circled on their calendars. But for somebody like you, with, you know, working in the front office, this may be the off season for us, but there's not much of an off season for you guys, is there?
No, that's actually my favorite question I get asked is, so what do you guys do in the off season? We're actually very, very busy. We might work less hours than we do during the season, but Reds Fest keeps us really, really busy from October through December. So we work really hard on it, and we're looking forward to it.
And then right after that, first of the year, 6 weeks, you're heading out to Arizona.
We are, and before that, we have the caravan, so
mm-hmm.
we travel around. And so it's a very busy off season. It goes by really, really quickly.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Well, yeah. I think after last season, the success of last season, you know, the Reds and Reds fans can't wait to get back into the next season and maybe do a little bit better, get a nasty taste out of their mouth with the
that
playoffs.
That would be great.
Yes, and see what's going to happen for next season.
Yeah,
it is Reds Fest coming up December 7th and 8th at the Duke Energy Convention Center. It's a great time for Reds fans and for baseball fans alike, and it is a lot of fun, goes to a great cause, the Reds Community Fund. Catherine Braun, Promotional Events Manager for the Cincinnati Reds, thanks for being with us in the front row.
Thanks for having me.